Good night, everyone. So just crossing my mind about how some men treat their women and how some men treat their cars. The comparison is likely, but it kind of does make sense. You know, if a car could talk, I'm pretty sure she would say how her owner, which is a man, treats her, or a woman treats her. Because anything that the car needs, you have to get it fixed. You have made a commitment. You have signed a contract. Or you bought this in full-blown cash, and this is pretty much your car, and you just got to take care of it, right? So why can't some men treat their woman, or most men that like cars, treat their woman like their car? In the sense of saying, something's wrong with my car. I'm driving it for 10 miles and something all of a sudden tweaks. So I'm going to go check into it. I'm going to do, you know, the driver is going to do an extensive investigation to figure out what it is that is wrong with the car to make sure that the car is working or can work properly, right? You know, the car needs washing. You're going to clean the car because your car's dirty. You like your car to be shiny and nice and sweet looking outside on a sunny day, right? So think about that as a woman. Like, you want your woman to look nice, or you want, I mean, if you love her and you care about her, and this is the woman you're committed to, even if it's just a basic relationship, beginner's relationship, a minor relationship, a girlfriend, boyfriend, a marriage or a commitment, a fiance, whatever, and, you know, so forth. I want to take care. You want to take care of that woman, right? You want to make sure she looks good when she goes outside, so you buy her the right clothes. You want to make sure she feels good, so you talk to her, communicate with her, find out what's wrong with her, what's coming on. Invest in that time to see what's up with her. You know, deep investigation in what's wrong with you today. What's going on? Why are you so moody? Or what, you know, what's on your mind? What's bothering you? Talk to me so I can figure out what to do, what to, you know, to fix. What is it that you have to fix with your woman that you also have to fix with your car, that you put so much energy in fixing your car that the same way you treat your car, you can, if you could commit to that, you could commit to treating your woman the same exact way. Just the scientific factor of just caring for something, you know, putting the time and energy in something because you want it to look good, you want it to sound good, you want it to last for a very long time. Put in that work in your car like you put, that you can put into your woman. Put in that same energy, that same, you know, nah, I'm not going on the street with my car looking like this today. And some men be dead, like, serious about not wanting to go out on the street because they car look a hot mess. And they either lazy enough to not get up and to go wash it or clean it, or they tired to not get up to go wash it, clean it, and would not go nowhere and leave the car. So I'm saying, you know, if there are days where you actually put in the work to fix your car, oh, I fixed my car on a Saturday or a Sunday. Do the same for your woman. I'm working all week. You know what? She's working all week too. Let me give her a time of day. Saturday or Sunday. Put that work in. I'm just saying. What's your thought on that? Should a man treat his woman similar to how he treat his car? You know, the work that is there at hand to also be the same work for this woman. Treat me like how you treat your car. What I want is that attention, that affection, that care, that concern, that, oh shit, somebody sliced my car, somebody marked my car up. Like, those little details of stuff that happened to your car, those details of things that's happening to me. I'm not the same today because, you know, I didn't take the same steps, or I didn't wear the same shoes, or I did something different. Those little things you notice on your car, those same little things you should notice about your woman, what's going on with her. right? You question it. What's up? Who did this to you? Who did this to my car? You know? So it's, I feel like it's not like men can't commit. They can't do the work. They do it because they do it with their car. They love a car and they stick around with that car for whatever time until it lasts. Sometimes they have that car for years until the car finally gives up. Not them. The car finally gives up. If you're putting in the work. But yeah, give me your thoughts on that.